What is up? Welcome back to the Life Inner Show podcast. We got a cool one for you today. I'm Jason Wojo. If you're tuning in for the first time, we got myself, I'm the host, and Peter, Polish Peter to be exact, as the co-host. What's up, brother?
So you said today I'm Jason Wojo. What are you tomorrow or
we'll
yesterday?
See, bro. It's an I don't know. I don't know who I'm going to be. Who are you going to be?
Oh, I'm Polish Peter. I'm always Polish Peter.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I'm just curious because you go, today I'm Jason Wojo. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, so as you can tell, we're a bunch of jokers in this podcast, but you will have fun and you will learn something and hopefully you'll get something that you can use in your real life. And so here's today's message is going to be something that really kind of struck me. So we recently did a one-day virtual workshop. We called it the Freedom Intensive, where I focused really on helping people both in terms of their time and their finances, kind of like realize the things that were holding them back, as well as kind of help them move forward and with some tangible action steps. And we'll do these like quarterly. And if you want to, you know, check the next one out, just go to lifeinner.com. You'll see it under upcoming events. So one of the things I shared, and, you know, after, as I was putting together the curriculum for this day, I wanted to make it different enough from our Get a Life Getaway and our Business Builder Workshop that it was unique content and hadn't been shared before. And one of the things I kind of ran across was like this thought, my thought pattern was like, you know, so first of all, you know, I will say this, most people in Life and Air that are members at least have businesses. And the reason is because, you know, many jobs out there don't afford the flexibility and the time freedom that they need to fully live their vision. But even so, even if you have a full-time job, and even if you and if you love your job, by the way, I'm super excited for you. I love that. I'm cheering for you. Like, I love it. Because, and don't think you have to be an entrepreneur. Like, not everybody has to be an entrepreneur. You can totally have a job if that's if that floats your boat. But what I realize is, like, it's not even really the job many times that prevents people from living their vision. It's what happens outside of their job. And so, you know, if you were to look at a timeline, right? And if that timeline ran from, you know, midnight, whatever, 1 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, 12:01 a.m. to 12:59 p.m., that represented your day. We have 24 hours in a day. There's only a third of that that's taken up with your work. You know, so we say an eight hour work day. Then we have 8 hours in theory of our time. And then we have 8 hours of sleep. Now, yes, I'm generalizing, like it's more or less for everybody. But what I realized is it's not many times that 8 hour block that's your work that's prevented you from living your vision sometimes. It's what's happening in the 5 to 9 that flanks your workday. So 5 to 9 a.m. and 5 to 9 p.m. We have so many opportunities to do things in those two time slots, especially if it relates to somebody like maybe whether you want to start a business or you want to do something else, what are you doing with that time? And so what I realized is so many people, dude, like, they squander the time they have. And, you know, people come to Life Inner a lot with, they're like, hey, I want more free time. And I'm like, cool. Like, what are you doing with the time you already have? And if you look around, like, most of us are not intentional with the way we spend that 5 to 9 time period.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that topic up, because one of the things that when we do that 3-day event, right, the Get a Life Getaways, one of the things that we ask at the beginning, who here has time management problem? And hands go up. Probably 80-90% of the room kind of raises their hands. And I always say that you don't have a time management problem, you have intentionality problem. And there is, misunderstanding that time management, I have to manage time. You can't manage time. Time just runs. It just does its thing, right? It's how we approach that particular time, whether intentional, whether present in that moment, that we do what needs to be done in order for us to be successful, to live that vision that we're trying to get after. So if that's the case, you know, what ends up happening, most people don't have a clear, quote unquote, let's say, vision for what happens between 9 and 5. You know, I mean, five and nine.
Yeah.
5 p.m. to 9 a.m. kind of thing, right? So what does that look like? What's the intentionality looks like? And when we start to really peel that onion and you start looking to what is really going on, guess what? A lot of it is wasting time. You know what I mean? And I think that's the opportunity that we all have in order to go and, okay, I want to shift my life. What are some of those chunks during that particular time that I can take on and actually be intentional in those moments, whether it's spending time with the kids, whether it's spending with the wife, whether it's working on my side hustle or whatever it might be to me getting out of where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, like, listen, I know someone could be listening right now and be like, dude, you don't understand. Like my job just kills me and I get home at the end of the day and I'm so exhausted. I don't want to do anything. Listen, I get it. I get it. But if you want to, let's say you want to get out of that job and start your own business, there is no other way to do it than to moonlight. You got to do it. You got to do the things, you know, that are hard. And when you're tired and when you don't feel like doing it, or else you'll never break through that. And so, unfortunately, and I also, listen, this comes with no judgment as well, but like, you know, if you look at, you know, we're watching Stranger Things right now, right? And I will watch about half of an episode per night, my wife and I. Like that's some time we enjoy together. So it's 30, 40 minutes a day that I'll watch television. And that's planned, that's in there. It's not taken away from anything. My girls are already asleep and you know, it's not going to do that. But like, so many people are doing and viewing, I should say, things that are an escape for them rather than something that's rejuvenating them or helping them. And so like, for instance, like this is like a mind numbing activity of like, you know, watching television, like constantly, or checking your phone. You know, I love this conversation Jim Rohn had once with a gentleman, and the guy was telling him how he bought a TV, and Jim's like, how much did it cost you? And he's like, oh, it's about $400. And Jim says, like, I actually think that TV costs you about $40,000 because of all the time you're going to spend watching it versus the other things you could have been doing more productive with that time. And I think it's so true. And like, if you pull out your phone and you look at your screen time, and again, like no judgment, like please don't take this judgment. But if you don't have the life you want, you got to look at these things that are just sucking your time away. Because they are pulling up, you know, pulling away time from the things that maybe you need to be doing if you want to get to the place you've identified in your vision.
Yeah, it's about being an auditor during that particular time, right? Not just judging, but just audit, like looking from the perspective, okay, what's happening? Where's my time going? And things like that. So one of the things that I feel like what ends up happening a lot of times when people are, and I get it because I used to have 9 to 5 and it was one of those jobs. I used to be an architect and it drained me like crazy because not only was there a lot of mental things that I had to do, right? When it comes to designing and drawing this building and making sure that every single, you know, things in this blueprints is exactly, you know, how it needs to be. And then I'm my boss, the type of boss that I had, he was like, if you ever watched the movie The Office, Office Space.
Peter.
Yes. Yeah, ironically, my name is Peter, right? So he would come and say, Peter, yeah. So anyway, so I was in that space and now I get home and I feel exhausted and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this, right? And I start looking from the perspective to escape, to mentally escape and physically escape, to be able to not have to deal with life.
Right.
Say, right.
Right.
So one of the things that I discovered that I think will be really important is people don't have a strong enough why. Because I think that why is not only gives you the reason why you are doing certain things, but if that why is strong, it gives you this energy that you, if you find it somewhere that you didn't find before, kind of thing. And yeah. Think about this. How many times have you, I'm asking you, Vojo, because I think you might have some experience in this. How many times you were exhausted, you didn't want to go to the gym, and you went to the gym, and you started working, all of a sudden got a whole bunch of energy?
Oh, bro, it literally happens at least once a week. At least once a week, I don't feel like going.
Right.
I still go, but
where does
like,
that energy come
go.
From?
What's that?
Where does that energy come from?
Just, well, for me, I know that like, hey, like if I don't go, I'm probably not going to want to go tomorrow, and I'm going to lose momentum, and what's, you know, this is important to me, and I have to, this is, and I know that once I start moving, like I will be glad I went, and you know, this is part of like who I want to be. Like I want this to be, this is important to me, like, And I know that I'll, you know, once you start going, like, it gets better.
Yeah. Do you think about, before you go into the gym, do you think about how many all these sets you're going to have to do, how long it's going to take, how much pressure it's going to be? And
dude, I just know, like, I just need to get there. I just
exactly.
need to get, yeah.
Right? So think about it this way. So now, if you go have that strong why, and then you simplify to the point, I just need to do this next thing.
Right.
Not overthinking like all those different things that need to happen today or by tomorrow, whatever it might be. You start to get sucked in this very simple way into whatever you need to do. And then before you know it, it gets you going.
Yep.
And before you know it, you start to operate. Like when I was writing the book, one of the things that I had to constantly tell myself, because I'm not a writer, I'm a talker, as you can tell, is I just need to write one paragraph. That's all I need to do, just one paragraph. Yep. And before you know, I get sucked into writing a little bit more and more and more. And that's how I ended up with the book.
Totally, man. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach. And we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode. Well, you know, and the other thing I was going to say is I totally agree with that. Like break it down into its smallest step. And then what you'll find is like that same momentum that keeps you from taking that action will now reinforce the action. So like you take that first step and now that step reinforces the next one. And like you start off, maybe you said, hey, I'll do a paragraph in your book. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, I'll just do one more paragraph. And then, you know what? I'll just do one more paragraph. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, you've written 1,000 words, right? Like, and so that's kind of like how it works. The other thing I'll talk about is, you know, in terms of how we spend our time, I also realize the very real maintenance attention that, you know, our lives need with like cleaning and cooking. And we've talked about this on a previous podcast. Go listen to it. And so very, very inexpensively, you can hire a lot of that stuff out. And so I'd encourage you to look into that and pick one thing you don't like, whether it's your lawn, whether it's your laundry, whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning your house, whether it's errands, like it doesn't, pick something and hire it out, because this is not only a great practice for you to, at a very, very low stakes, learn how to kind of like, you know, outsource some things, which will help you in your business. But this also frees up your time and removes one, you'll have one less mental drain that is pulling on you. Like that same mental drain that you can have from your work, you can also feel, you know, from doing laundry for your family. And so like pull that out of your schedule. Like there's nothing noble in doing your own laundry or your own yard. Like there's, you know, you can have somebody else do that if you don't like doing it. If you love doing it, cool, do it. But like if you don't love doing it, then I'd encourage you to consider that as well. So let's just kind of go ahead.
What if I don't like going to the gym? Could I hire that part out?
Dude, there are things, unfortunately, you can't hire out, right?
That would be so cool. Can we work on that?
I know. We would be gazillionaires if we could figure that out. And so like, let's kind of like, this whole episode is, by the way, this is not judgment. This is like hopefully something that's helpful for you to take a snapshot of your life and look at like, hey, Peter said, like an audit. If you're an auditor, looking at your life, looking how you spend your time, looking at, you know, where that 5 to 9 time is going, you know, is it in alignment and is it getting you closer to your vision? Or is it you just squandering it, right? Are you using it to in alignment with the things that are most important? Or are you just kind of like, you know, just, you know, and by the way, it's ironic, I think, a little bit that, you know, when you think of like asking someone like, you know, what they're doing with their time, like, oh, spending time, wasting time, you know, so few people say like investing time or, you know, It's always like a spending time or wasting time kind of thing, or passing time, right? Like that's how we talk about it. It's just we don't respect time, like anywhere near it should be.
Yeah, and think about this. I think there is a lot of that comes from how the society talks about this entire conversation. I don't know if you ever been in a conversation with someone like, "Hey, how's it going?" "Oh, I'm so busy." And the next thing person goes, "Oh, you're busy? Just wait till I tell you how busy I am." So it's almost like there is this badge of honor when we talk about the time, you know, and then how we start to incorporate into our own lives. So when it comes to doing what you're doing between 5 to 9, here's the other aspect that I don't think we ever touched that's really important, is that people who are closest to you, that are most important to you, like your wife and your kids, right? I think you have to be very clear on what that vision is, so they are part of this conversation, part of the picture that you are doing this, so they don't feel like they're being left out or whatever it might be. And I think there's important aspects. So think about it this way. Like, if I go and I work 9 to 5, then I come home, quickly eat dinner, and I get on the computer because I got to work on this, and now, you know, nobody else in the house is aware of it. Now I feel like I'm being ignored. And then has to be intentional to like, okay, so I'm going to go and spend time with my kids, spend time with my wife. That's really important. This is my, you know, number one thing. And then in order for me to do more of that, this is why I have to do this. And whatever that might be. So having clarity with the people who are most important to you, that vision, I think is really important, because guess what? They can even support you in that, right? And you don't have to do it yourself. And you have to, you know, now get them upset, because there's a whole bunch of different things that happen, especially for people pleasers. They do not like to upset people. So when it comes to that conversation, I think it's really important to be part of this.
Well, let's also just address one final thing as we wrap this up, is like the feelings of guilt that might accompany you doing things you want to do. And so, for instance, maybe you feel like you should be working longer hours, or gosh, I can't go to the gym because, you know, it'd be selfish of me, because, you know, that would mean I have to, I should be doing laundry, or I should be, you know, I would challenge you to think about that a little bit differently, because let's use the gym, for example. Like, if you're not healthy, that eventually is a very selfish thing, because other people will be forced to take care of you when you have medical illnesses, or like you can't do, or something happens, right? So like, you've got to really prioritize, like, you know, not only the things in your vision that aren't you, but also you as an individual. That can be hard for people, especially, and this is going to sound, you know, stereotyping, but especially I feel like women and moms put themselves last so much. And like, it's, you're a better mom, you're a better wife when you are happy and when you are rested and when you take care of yourself. And so don't feel guilty about that. And if you need help with that, to figure that out, like, you need to, you know, maybe have some discussions with other family members. Hey guys, like, you know, mommy needs to go to the gym, you know, and you guys can go to the kid zone, right? And those kinds of discussions, because it's really, really important for you. And it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, but like, for you to be at 100% as well.
Yeah. And I see so many times when people come into my coaching program, like, whether you're very successful.
You have a coaching program?
Well, coaching group, I guess, program, whatever you want to call it, right? But when they come into my group, I see so many times people running on empty, you know, and I just need to keep going. I need to keep going. So I think what you just said is so important, because when you fill this bucket, now you show up different with people's lives, you know, with your kids' lives. Think about if you're a mom and now you feel kind of like your bucket is not empty, you start showing up differently. You're not short with the kids, you know. And here's another thing that people don't a lot of times see. When you, let's say, kids know that it's important for mom to go to the gym, hit the gym. And when she, let's say, goes to the gym and they have like a little kids area where they, you know, babysit them while she's working out, guess what? In a way, you're kind of teaching your kids how important it is to take care of yourself, right? Because by the example that you're showing to them, how important is it to take care of yourself, so then she can be totally 100% present with the kid later on, because she is.
Because, dude, otherwise, all you're doing is like teaching them to do the same exact thing when their mother or their father, like, it's put everything else above themselves, and like, you're just perpetuating the whole thing.
Yeah. So I think that's so many different benefits to, looking from the perspective from what's happened between 5 and 9. So I think, most of the time, a lot of times we talk about 9 to 5, but I think this conversation is so important. What happens between 5 and 9? Do that
Yeah.
audit. Look from that perspective. And you don't need to change the whole entire 5 to 9 right then and there. Just change one thing, 1 hour, 10 minutes, whatever it might be for you. It's a 5 and 9. Before I get out to work in the morning, do I spend quality time with myself, with the Lord? Do I have a quiet time? If not, put 10 minutes into that before you get out there to go into work and just start doing that. Start with one thing and see how it starts to
Yep.
transform and spill over to the other areas of your life.
Perfect. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you found it valuable. If there's someone in your life you know that needs to focus on their 5 to 9, forward it to them. And if you haven't yet, we would appreciate it if you would leave us a review. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.